So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing from the previous daf, the debate of the two versions of the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara first cites a braisa which simply read, would seem to be in accord with Rabbi Eliezer's understanding of the machlokes. The Rabbanan say, Avodah Zarah k'sheretz. Avodah Zarah has the same rules of tumah as sheretz, and that it's mitamei tumas maga, by direct contact, and not mitamei tumas masa, by carrying it. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, Avodah Zarah k'nida. And the Vedizar has the rules of Tumah like Nida, in that it is Mitame Tumas Masa. According to Rabbi, who said that the Rabbanan also hold that Vedizar is Mitame Tumas Masa, we must interpret this braisa as follows. My Kesheretz, the loy Mitame Be'ev Mesama. When the Rabbanan said that Vedizar is Kesheretz, they only meant to say that Vedizar is like Sheretz, and that it's not Mitame through Ev Mesama, a stone placed on supports, which in the case of Nida, if she sits on that rock, utensils that are below become Tame Tumas Midras, even though they did not bear her weight. However, they agree that Avodah Zarah is Metame Tumas Masa, whereas Rabbi Akiva says Avodah Zarah is Kenida, that Avodah Zarah is Metame Be'evin Mesama. The Gemara cites another braisa which reads as follows. Nachri v'nachris Avodah Zarah u'mesham sheha, hein v'loi hesetan, Rabbi Akiva oimer hein v'hesetan. This braisa cannot be understood simply as written, because Nachri v'nachris, an idol-worshipping man or woman, gazru alein sheyu kezavin l'chol divrein, the Chacham decreed that they have the status of Zava Zava and are Metame B'masa V'hesed, which means Tumas Masa is when the Tahar carries the Tame, and Tumas Hesed is when the Tame carries or moves the Tahar. Therefore, after some discussion, the Gemara interprets the Brice as follows. The words Hain V'Hesedin mean Hain when they, the Tame, are carried, in other words, Tumas Masa, V'Hesedin when they, the Tame, carry or move others, in other words, Tumas Hesed. Now let's clarify the halachas. Nachri v'nachris, bein hein shehesitu nesachirim, ubein achirim shehesitu oisan tamein. An idol-worshipping man or woman is metame, b'masa, by being carried, behesed, by carrying or moving others, and this includes ever mesama, a placed stone. This is universally agreed to by Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanon, Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer. Regarding Avodah Zarah, the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, according to Rabba, is as follows. The Rabbanon hold Avodah Zarah is only metame b'masa, by being carried, but is not mitame behesed, by carrying something else. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, Avodah Zarah has the total status of Zav and Nida, the same halacha as Nachri v'Nachris, and transmits to both b'masa u'behesed, whether they are carried or whether they carry something else. Rashi adds, according to Rabbi Elazar, the machloikis is as follows. The Rabbanan hold, Avodah Zarah is completely like Sheretz, and is only mitame b'maga, by direct contact, and not b'masa, by carrying it, and of course not behesed, by moving others. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, Avodah Zarah has the status of Zav and Nida regarding Tumas Masa only, but not regarding Tumas Hesed. Everybody agrees regarding Mesham Sheha. Objects used to serve the Avodah Zarah, like decorations, etc., are only Mitama Tumas Maga by direct contact. The Gemara next talks about another aspect of Tumah of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah yeshno le'varm or eino le'varm. If you take apart an Avodah Zarah, do the pieces maintain their Tumah or not? The Gemara brings two versions of the question. In the first version, it says, Hecha dehed yid yochel lachazir eloi tibaylach. Obviously, if it does not need an expert to put it back together, it's considered as if it's still whole. The question is only if an expert is required to put it together. Do we say that since if it's in pieces, it's considered broken and has no tumma? Or since none of the parts are missing, it is still tumma? In the second version, it says, Hecha de'ein head yid yochel lachazir eloi tibaylach. If a layman cannot put it together and it needs an expert, then obviously it's considered broken and is not tameh. But if a layman can put it together, is that enough to consider it whole? Or do we say that since it's in pieces, it's not tameh? Either way, the Gemara says, Tekui, let the question stand. The Gemara then asks another question regarding Tumas Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah p'chusa mikizayas, mahu. And if an Avodah Zarah is less than the size of an olive, is it still tameh? Do we say that just like sheretz, and Avodah Zarah is tamei b'kadosha, even if there's only a piece the size of a lentil? Or is it like mess, a dead body, which is not metame unless it's the size of an olive? The Gemara answers Toshima, come and hear a proof. A braisa says that an Avodah Zarah less than an olive is not tamei, because of a pasuk which says, V'yashlech es afara al kever b'nei ha'am. He threw the ashes of Avodah Zarah onto the graves of the people who had worshipped it. From the fact that the pasuk put graves and Avodah Zarah together, we see they both only have tumma if they're at least the size of an olive. We proceed to the next mission, which begins with the word minayin. Minayin l'svina shitayra. From where do we know that a boat is not mekabel tumma? It is not susceptible to tumma. The Mishnah answers, shenema, because the pasuk says, Derech aniya b'levia. You cannot know the path of a boat through the heart of the water. The Gemara explains that since the pasuk compares them, we can learn. Mayam tohar afsvina tahira. Just like the sea does not become tame, so to a boat does not become tame. The Gemara cites a braisa in which Chananya derives this halacha from another pasuk in Parsha Shemini, where it says, Mikol kli eitz oy beged oy ur oy sak, which compares wooden vessels to a sack regarding tama. Masak metaltel moli bereikon, avkol metaltel moli bereikon. Just as a sack can be carried when it's empty or full, so to all other types of vessels only become tame if it can be carried when it's empty and full. La fuki svina de ena metaltel is moli bereikon. That excludes a wooden ship from becoming tame because it cannot be carried when it's full because it's too heavy. The Gemara asks, my benayu, what is the practical difference between our Mishnah and Chananya? After all, they are in agreement in the halacha and disagree only in the source. The Gemara gives two answers. One is Iki binayu svina shalcheres, a boat made of earthenware. According to our Mishnah, it would not become tame either because any boat is compared to water. According to Chananya, only wooden vessels cannot become tame if they're too heavy to carry. But an earthenware boat can become tame because cheres is not mentioned in that pasuk. A second difference is svina sayardin, a boat small enough to sail on the Yarden River. These boats are small enough to be carried. According to our Mishnah, it does not become tame because any boat is compared to water. According to Chananya, it would become tame because it can be carried. As Rav Chanina ben Akavya taught, Mibnei ma amru svina sayardin tmeya, mibnei shetoyen en oisa biyabosha umeridin ois lamayim. The svina sayardin is susceptible to tuma because it is loaded on land and then lowered into the water. The daf concludes with several agadic teachings, the first of which is related to our last discussion. One should not miss coming to the Beis Medrash, even once. Because this halacha of Svina Sayardin was taught many years ago, and the reason was only revealed later by Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Another well-known teaching, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin ela b'misha mimes atzmeileh. The words of the Torah are retained only by one who is willing to give his life for the Torah. Shenemer zaysa Torah odum kiyomes ba'oil. Ve'atem hadveikim Hashem lekechem chayim kulchem hayoyim.